The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780 ESPN's the number if you want to text the show. We're at Bombshells in Spring. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. You know how to find that. You can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at My Name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. I already gave you the number for that. And if you miss the first hour, we came up with the worst possible road trip for somebody,
yeah,
as a gift, and we talked a little football, and we talked a little bit of everything. So, all available at podcastarena.com. We'll get a little more sportsy this hour. We'll have Chris Harris at 5:30 to talk fantasy football. So if you have general fantasy questions, then feel free to text them in or tweet us, and we'll ask Christopher. But if it's just who's going to start, AJ's rankings are up on SportsMap, and Chris's are on his website,
HarrisFootball.com.
Somebody asked, what's the worst sports road trip you ever took? Almost any trip to Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah.
Just because it's so hard to get to.
That's bad. Ames, Iowa ain't great.
Well, Lubbock ain't exactly heaven.
Yeah, Lubbock might be the worst, honestly.
But I don't know if this counts, but I was at a sports editors convention many years ago in St. Louis. And what I'd love to do is go to whatever racetrack is nearby or casino, just whichever it was.
Okay.
Well, for one thing, the casino was this thing called the Commodore. It was one of the most disgusting things I've ever been on. And we did a little sports poker, a little tournament for everybody that we put together with the casino. And I remember sitting down and I start playing with my chips and they're all stuck together. And I was like, oh my God, this is gross.
Yeah, that's not cool.
It didn't stop me from winning the tournament. But I went to this little racetrack called Fonner Park, and it was the worst armpit I have ever been in terms of, I mean, you want to talk about, I was worried about getting stabbed the minute I walked in. And then I, like the first race, I hit for, I don't know, I hit like a $980 trifecta or something.
All right.
So now I got money and I'm buying drinks for everybody and everything else and making big bets. And then I kind of look around and everybody's sort of looking at me, and I'm like, okay, I better start acting like I'm losing real fast here or else I'm not getting out of this place alive. But then the guy who was, I think he was sports writer of the Washington Post at the time, he was a total dickweed. He was with us, and so I think I wound up winning about $2,500. And he's like, so are you going to give that to your company? And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? This is – you're on a work trip. If you win money on a work trip, that should go to your company. And I'm like, are you bleeping insane?
Who would say such a thing?
A dickweed. And so yeah. I just said, well, no, you know what? This is a – I go, I don't write off the losses.
Yeah.
So guess what? No, if I win, that's my money. The convention part of the day is over. This is my free time. Why would you even suggest that?
Yeah, that's
I think it's an ethical question.
Well, you should say, well, guess what? I don't answer. And I have different codes of ethics.
I just said, well, I'm glad you think it's a question, and I'll give you the answer. No way they're getting that money.
Nope.
So you can take your ethics and stuff them up your tight. You know what? Don't forget to do your picks for the
good call.
The gal thing, which I'm still one behind Charlie Palillo.
How far behind am I?
Missed a week, so you're well back.
I mean, I'm wondering if it would have mattered. That's what I'm. If it doesn't matter, then I wouldn't have cared. But
yeah, and these are just straight up picks.
Yeah,
but I think I'm at 90. What am I at? 9,600, and he's at 9,700 points. So I've got to pull through here.
Yeah,
this has got to be my week to catch him and pass him. So I probably should start picking some different teams, right? Not just going straight favorites. Like, I should take the Cardinals over the Chiefs, right?
I don't know that that's going to be good for your game.
Okay, I should probably pass on that one then. But, yeah.
I will say, isn't it hard to give 16? I mean, you can't give 16.5 points, right?
No. From a betting perspective, I can't touch it. But for straight up?
Yeah, that's an obvious.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that it's just an easy ticket to punch there this week. So, I don't know. And then it asks for the total points scored for the game between the Niners and the Giants.
39.
I went with 41.
Okay.
I'm going to give them a little more credit than you
safe.
Do. But, yeah, looking at some of these NFL games, unless you have something else you want to get to. Before
I'm still ranked 125th, and I missed a week.
Well, that's.
I feel okay about that.
You're well ahead of, I don't know who, but you're well ahead of people.
Yeah.
So the top weekly.
Probably other people who don't play every week.
All right, so. Yeah, I have 9,500. He has 96. My cumulative ranking is 19.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Is that decent?
I think so.
It's really strange because there's some pools that I'm just kicking ass in and doing really well in, and then there's some, like our little gal media thing, where I suck.
Yeah, that's tough, man, because it's one game per sport. It's tough.
And, you know, I've picked the wrong games a lot of times, but I'll rally. I'm not dead yet. I think Palillo is right there with you in that one too, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's the next. I don't know if he's the closest, but
I'll have to go. Also on SportsMap, you can easily go look it up.
Yeah,
lots of good stuff on SportsMap today. I'll mention that real quickly because Jake from SB Nation has a story on Tony Dungy talking about how much he likes the Texans from his interview that he did on SB Nation Radio. Josh has his under the radar fantasy plays. Charlie Palillo has a video on the sad state of college football in Texas. Joel has a video on who should be re-signed out of Tyrann Mathieu and Kareem Jackson.
Okay.
Granato has a column that the headline kind of tells you everything. As long as Jerry Jones is around, the Cowboys are a train wreck.
Yeah, that's fair.
And we have a different kind of like sort of travel running story from a young lady who travels the world doing marathons.
Such a dumb thing to do.
Well, she's been to starts with the San Francisco half marathon, Honolulu. She's been to Istanbul.
Wait, she did a half marathon there? She didn't even go the full distance?
Well, she's done both.
Oh, she better.
But she did the half marathon, the Great Wall half marathon in China. So she's been to Zimbabwe. Mm. So if you you want to check it out, it's a very cool story. She kind of goes through
it's so funny. When I travel, I basically just eat and drink nonstop.
Yeah, me too.
Who goes there to exercise? That's the worst.
Well, we ran a 10K when we went to San Francisco.
Weirdo.
Sorry. It was kind of fun, though, because it was around the baseball stadium, which is fantastic. It was a beautiful run. It was nice to get out.
Updated standings. I am still in first place.
Okay.
13-5-1.
All right.
Charlie, 12-7.
No, he's coming.
So
he's coming for you.
What would you say? I'm a game and a half up.
Game and
on
a half
him.
Up, yeah.
Jerry Bow at 11-6-2.
He's also coming for you.
Jermaine Every at 11-7-1. Josh Jordan 10-7-2. Joel Blank, 10-8-1.
God, I'm losing to Joel and Jermaine.
Same as Granato.
And Granato.
Tyler Scott, 10-9. Nick Sharara, 9-10.
Yeah, Sharara's passed me. He was last all
year. Well, he's had back-to-back 2-0s.
Yeah, I know. And I've had back-to-back 0-2s.
Barry Laminack, 8-9-2. Remember after about 2 weeks, Barry Laminack was 4-0.
He was like 4-0-1. He was
a genius.
Yeah, talking all kinds of trash.
Fred Fowler in 11th place, 8-10-1.
I feel shame.
You are a half game ahead of Rahil Ramzanali at 8-11.
I go to a penalty box. I feel shame.
And a half game ahead of Patrick Creighton at 8-11.
Can you believe it?
John, 7-12, sir. 7-12. But John's not even in last place. That is reserved for our friend Lance Zierlein. 6-11-2 on the season.
Ooh.
And that's how he went 1-1 this week. I mean, it could have been worse.
Yeah, no kidding.
There's your current standings. Charlie's coming for me, man. He's on my heels. For a while, it was Jerry Bowe, and then he cooled down a little bit.
But for the record, though, his soccer bets have
that's still rolling.
Down. Oh yeah, he is beating that like a drum. That's also on the website, and he updates that every day. He puts on whatever the plays are. So, you know, if you're looking for action on stuff like soccer, he's got you covered. My Anaheim bet came through last night.
Okay.
They had to go to overtime.
Oh, I did see that. I did see that. Good job.
I'm actually doing really well on hockey this year. I took a couple weeks off after the overs quit popping the way they were, and so now I'm doing a lot more. I'm looking for underdogs that I think have a really good chance to win, so I'm getting plus numbers. So I don't have any tonight, but I will keep the people updated on that.
Yeah.
Because I think there's some value to be had if you catch teams at the right time. All right, well, we will go. I promise we will do the NFL when we come back.
All right? Okay.
But right now,
that's a deal.
Right now, I'm going to get on my phone and see how my stocks are doing with Robinhood. Which is a great, great app that lets you buy and sell stocks, options, cryptos. It's all commission-free. And they're trying to make financial services work for everybody, not just wealthy, not just the riches. It's a really cool way for newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. Because what I like about it is I keep track of everything every day. I can go on there and see where all my stocks are. And if I have some basically set up to where I'm keeping track of some stocks that I don't have, because if I get to a certain number, I want to buy them. And that's why this is pretty cool. It's a good way to learn while you're doing it. Learn how to invest, build your portfolio, discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, custom notifications for price movements. All of that's available at Robinhood. I've been using Robinhood for a while now, long before they ever started advertising with us. And I'm thrilled with everything about the app. Robinhood's going to give you a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. All you have to do is sign up at faour.robinhood.com. That's faour.robinhood.com. Get in the game and make your money work for you with Robinhood.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live at Bombshells in Spring. Come on out. Big place, man. There's a lot of room here. 713 says, running event vacations are pretty cool. With the street shut down, you get to see a lot of the cities you travel to. Wife and I have run 30-plus half marathons out of Houston.
Wow, the weirdos.
I've run one half marathon.
Well.
You have me beat, sir, significantly.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So will you guys be hanging out at Luke's before and or after the show? I usually try to get there about an hour early.
Same.
So I'll be around. And then Stephen the Weather Guy says, speaking of picks, big football weather update tomorrow with a lot of college games. Winter is coming. I wish it would come down here.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be all right. Okay, let's.
I don't like winter. I like fall.
I like it cold, and then it gets cold for a couple days. I'm like, okay, I'm ready for this to end. I just like moderate. That's sort of my whole life. So, yeah, steady 60s and 40s. So, wow.
This weekend?
Yeah. A Voldemort showing us the weather.
So, we're supposed to play baseball on Sunday, and I see lightning on that thing. Yeah, we have had during the fall season, it was a guaranteed 10-game season for my kids' baseball team.
Right.
That, and by the way, this season started in August.
Oh, jeez.
We've played a total of 4 games, and both times were doubleheaders.
Right.
So, it's just, there's no...
This is, the weather's been awful for a while now.
Every Sunday, it rains. And if it doesn't rain on Sunday, it rains so hard on Saturday that the fields aren't playable. Like, but it's always a Saturday or a Sunday. It's just torrential.
It's been like Seattle, only not as much fun.
Yeah.
You know,
there's no legal weed here.
Exactly. It's just not illegal as long as you're inside the county. All right, some of the NFL games, we talked about the one tonight a little bit and no real strong opinion. I think the Steelers win, but I think that number's perfect. Bills-Jets, I'll be honest with you. If somebody walked up right now and said, dude, I'm giving you $1,000, bet this game, I'd say keep your money.
Man, who's the quarterback for the Bills is what I would ask.
Looks like Derek Anderson.
Then I'm probably on.
Well, does it matter?
Yes. If Josh Allen's quarterback, I'll give the Bills a chance to cover that. With Peterman or Derek Anderson, I can't do it.
It's
funny. I
can't give 7 points with the Jets either. Although if McCown's playing, I feel pretty good about that.
It's kind of an upgrade. But I think it's funny because I initially thought Derek Anderson upgrade over Nathan Peterman, and then Derek Anderson played, and I was like, nope, I was wrong about that. And then I was like, Nathan Peterman upgrade over Derek Anderson, and now I've seen him play a couple more games. Nope, wrong about that. Like, they're both just so horrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would have thought Anderson would have at least been functional.
I don't know how
Peterman. I that guy doesn't belong in the NFL.
He doesn't, and I don't know how when you're the Bills and Josh Allen, you've got a rookie quarterback that. I mean, basically everyone agreed about Josh Allen. Josh Allen has a lot of potential in this league, but he is going to be a long-term project.
And
so if you're going to have that guy on your team, don't you want you want somebody on that team who can, you know, if he gets hurt, you can at least be competitive in games. You want some kind of a veteran presence. And I'm not counting Derek Anderson, who was like trying to get his PGA card 3 weeks ago and hadn't touched a football in 2 years. I'm talking about like someone who's an actual, you know, still a full-time professional football player to be your backup quarterback. It's just a dumb move by the Bills.
Yeah, and I still think that if you draft a Josh Allen, ideally you do what the Chiefs did with Mahomes. He sits there for a year and learns behind somebody and develops. But that doesn't happen very often, but I also think that's a really good approach if you can do it, and the Chiefs were in a spot where they could do it. The Bills needed a quarterback, although they could have kept Taylor for another year.
Yeah.
I don't think that would have been horrible. All right,
Although he got pretty good money to go and be in Cleveland.
Falcons -5.5 over the Browns. Love me some Falcon here.
Yeah.
A couple of reasons. I think Falcons are getting healthy, especially on defense. Browns, if you look at their early games when they were being competitive, I think they still lead the league in turnover margin. They were a team that forced 5 turnovers and didn't win any game. So a lot of that was they were getting turnovers, and that was making them competitive. Well, that's starting to balance out a little bit. I think the Falcons mash them, even with bad weather.
Yeah, that worries me. The temperatures there worry me. Falcons on the road in the cold on grass.
But
not ideal.
It makes the same argument about the Saints at the Bengals too, which is why
I think you can make the same argument.
I lean Bengal there. Saints coming off that game, a big game last week, and I also think, but I just don't think the Browns are any good. On top of everything else, I think there was a lot of phoniness.
Yeah.
To the start of their season. So
as far as the Bengals Saints game, I want to play. I think it's just a lean for me too. I'd like to play the Bengals here, but no AJ Green.
Yeah,
that's scary.
And you know what the Saints can do? They can run the ball.
Yeah.
So even if Breeze doesn't have one of his outdoor games,
so can the Bengals.
Yeah.
I mean that's a. So I I may look at the under in that game.
54.
Man, well, that's lower than I would have thought.
Mm.
But I still might like that under.
Redskins plus +3 at Buccaneer. I like Redskin here a little bit.
By the way, Jose Altuve wins his 5th career Silver Slugger Award, which, God, it's in a down year. It's still.
What am I hearing in my headphones?
Yeah, what is that? Is that coming from you, John?
No.
It sounds like there's somebody playing a song.
Yeah.
I'm not playing anything.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Weird.
Sorry.
What was the game you were telling me about?
We were talking Redskins, Buccaneers.
I actually probably like on the Bucs. I wanted to be on the Redskins here, but
they've also got some injuries.
They've got a ton of injuries. Basically, their entire offensive line is out.
Yeah.
And the Bucs can score. And when you saw in that game last week with Washington, when the lineman got hurt, that offense started to putter. And, you know, Adrian Peterson started to putter. Alex Smith was puttering. They just don't. They're not explosive. They were significantly less explosive. They're not a really explosive offense to begin with. So and the Bucks are. I lean Bucks there. That's probably a play.
Patriots minus -6.5 against the Titans. Love the Patriots here.
Yeah, I do too. It's again just a sucker bet. But I think the Titans are overrated. I keep hearing people talk about Mike Vrabel. He's such a good coach. I don't get it. I mean I think that now to his credit, Mike Vrabel's done a better job with that team, with the players on that team, than I probably would have thought. But I don't think that suddenly makes him a great coach.
No,
I mean,
the Patriots are back to playing like the Patriots, too.
Yeah.
The Titans coming off a big Monday night win. It's a letdown spot, even with the Patriots coming in. I just think, love the Patriots here. I know that's a
duct tape shoe play.
A duct tape shoe play.
I think so, too. But we'll have duct tape shoes together on that one.
Exactly. Dolphins plus +10 at Packers. I think I'm leading Dolphin here. At 10.
I think it's the only way you can play. I don't like it because their offense is so bad.
Yeah.
I don't trust Green Bay enough to give 10 points. It's a pass game for me, but if I had to choose a side, it's the Dolphins.
I also think there's a little bit of a letdown factor for the Packers coming off the Sunday night game against the Patriots.
Playing competitively for a half and ended up blown out.
I think there's a good chance that they come out and say, these are the Dolphins. We'll win easy. And they will win, but I mean, 10 points is an awful lot. Colts minus -2.5 against the Jags. I was kind of hoping that Jaguar would still be getting Jaguar respect.
Yeah, well, I think they kind of are. I think the look ahead may have been a point or something like that. And, you know, both these teams are coming off a bye, which that's what concerns me is the line moved a point and a half when both teams were on bye. That's an odd thing, but I'm with you. I think the Jags are still a total mess, and I believe the Colts, I know, you know, the record doesn't say it, I think the Colts are the second best team in their division because they're the only team besides the Texans.
You might say it after this weekend.
I think you might, but they've got the best quarterback in the division, and when you've got that, you're alive, and I would argue the Jags.
He's no Marcus Mariota. Just stop.
I would argue the Jags have the worst quarterback in the division. So, I think Colts is the only way I can play.
Bears is up to 7 on the Lions. Inside of 7, I'd probably lean Bear. I'll lean Lion.
I love the Lions at 7. I like them at 6+.
Okay.
I think the Bears, for whatever reason, have just been this overinflated team to me, and I'm not really sure what brought it about, what happened with the Bears to make everyone think that they are this just unstoppable force.
It was Trubisky's 6-touchdown game. Ever since then, the numbers have been up on them. But
they've been beaten up on bad teams.
They have, and I just don't know if the Lions are – yet another bad team at Chicago.
They might be, but I'll 6.5 points. I'll take my 7 points.
Zip through these others real quick. Chiefs are 16.5 against the Cardinals. I can't give up 16.5.
It's Cardinals or nothing.
Raiders.
Give me 17. I'll probably play the Cardinals. In fact,
okay. Raiders plus +10 against the Chargers. I think the it's a double digit division dog
and a double digit division road dog.
Yeah, a road favorite.
I would be.
I just don't see anything about the Raiders right now that would make me want to bet them.
I think the Raiders have quit totally. I won't play it because the number's crazy for a road favorite. But yeah, I can't play the Raiders. They burned me last week against the sorry-ass 49ers.
Rams minus 10 against the Seahawks.
That's my play of the week, Seattle plus 10. That was my that's the – when I went through all the games, picked my one for the pool, Seattle's where I landed.
Eagles minus 7 against the Cowboys, like the Eagles.
I like the Eagles there too.
And then Monday Nighter, Giants getting 3.5 from the 49ers. And
I like Giants plus 3.5 quite a bit.
They have burned me before. They'll burn me again. They're going to burn me this week because I'm going to take them.
I'm with you. They'll probably burn me too.
All right. Well, my buddy Lawyer Dave is not on the line because, you know what? He's on his way to Vegas.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's for his anniversary celebration. And he had a big victory in trial. So he and the wife are going out there. And he can have a big victory for you because that's what Lawyer Dave does. If you've been in an accident, and if you live in this city, you've been in an accident. Could be a car accident, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall, any kind of accident. My man, Lawyer Dave, is going to take care of you. He loves the Blitzers, handled a bunch of cases for Blitzers, including those who have been hurt by bad drugs or doctor or hospital negligence. Guess what? That happens a lot. Well, he goes after them. He goes after these insurance companies because those insurance companies have lawyers. Well, you need a lawyer. You need a lawyer that's going to fight for you. And he practices everywhere in Texas. So guess what? Beaumont, he'll take care of you. El Paso, I know you're listening today. He'll take care of you in El Paso. He doesn't charge anything for his consultations. And if it's not something that he handles, guess what? He'll put you with a lawyer who can. He doesn't get paid unless you win. And if you're thinking, hey, man, I can't afford to go to a doctor and get this stuff checked out, well, guess what? They're going to send you to a doctor. Doesn't cost you anything with Lawyer Dave unless you win. That's how good he is. That's how confident he is. He's a bulldog. He's handled some stuff for me. And we've just crushed it every time because that's how good he is. He's based here in Houston. You can give him a call right now, 713-626-8900, or go on Twitter, at Lawyer Dave Law, 713-626-8900. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Bombshells in Spring. A couple of quick shout-outs before we get to Chris Harris. Our man Jermaine, who's been listening to the show for years, rushed over here to come see us.
Oh, nice.
So that was cool. And happy birthday to my mom today. It's her birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How old is she?
I don't know.
915.
She's
Methuselah
she's
age.
She's getting up there. There's no question. So I'm going to give her a call on the way home from the show. But she's usually listening. So happy birthday, Mom. All right, let's get to our man, Chris.
Your mom listens to our show?
Yes, she does.
It's weird, isn't it?
Well, she's sportsy, man.
I think my mom listens, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With carrot cake or without?
Oh, I'm good.
With
I'm
yeah.
sure
yeah. One of these days I can't do it because we're doing the show, but I'd like to get stoned and listen to this show. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's actually I'd like to get stoned on the show, but let's go to a guy who's always got it together, Chris Harris. What's going on, Chris?
Hey guys, how are you?
We're doing sports. How are you, Chris?
I'm good. It's getting to that point of year where it's like you're sort of looking peeking at December and wondering how many more times you have to rank players.
No, you're burning out. That's what's happening.
It's every not yet, but you can imagine it happening.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, that's a grind doing that every week. I do rankings and I watch film and stuff like that, and I don't do the podcast and everything you do. I mean, that's got to be exhausting. And I felt bad the other week when I guess it was last week I asked you a fantasy question. I felt bad about it because like, oh, this guy probably gets his crap all the time. He's probably sick of it. But I appreciate it. You made the right choice.
Nah, I mean, it's fine. I mean, this year I added the YouTube channel, right? So it's 2 extra hours a day after the podcast. I do a podcast 5 days a week, do YouTube 4 days a week. So it's 2 extra hours a day writing a YouTube show and figuring out what film we want to show people and stuff. So it's been a long season. But, I mean, it's still cool right now. I just can see, like, a month from now, I'm going to be like, really?
Well, let's start with a guy that a lot of people are talking about because the Saints signed Dez Bryant. Is he a viable option at all? I mean, probably not this week, but moving forward, or is that just not – there's just too many other weapons there to even think about it?
I think what we've learned is that Cameron Meredith got hurt. And Cameron Meredith was the third receiver there. You know, so it seems like now that we know it's not purely speculative on the Saints' part, now that we know, oh, no, they actually need him. You know, they need a third outside receiver in a lot of sets. Cameron Meredith at his peak in that offense was playing 30 snaps a game. That's plenty. I think Bryant is addable in some deeper leagues. I don't think you need to rush out and be dropping good players, but as a stash, I mean, coming in week 10, I'm not going to say anything you guys haven't said. Like, it's all about whether when Dez runs a nine route, if he runs it exactly close to the sideline, how Drew Brees likes it. And when he runs a comeback, does he have his hands in the spot where Drew Brees, like, if there's chemistry between them immediately that they don't have to work on for week after week after week, then he's probably going to be pretty good because that's a loaded offense and he's going to make a few plays. If it's the other way around and, you know, just not enough time to get used to each other, he's probably not going to be. But I don't mind, for fantasy purposes, adding him to the end of a bench. You're right, not playing him this week, but just sort of seeing how it goes the next couple weeks.
A couple of questions from the listeners, or one question from listeners. Now that we're into November, we're going to start seeing weather affect things. How much do you how much of that goes into your rankings if it looks like you're going to have some really bad weather coming here in November and December for some of these outdoor games?
You know, the wind is the only thing I really ever pay attention to, and it's like if it's consistently 30-mile-an-hour wind or something like that, I'll pay attention to that for sure. But rain, I don't worry about. Snow, I don't worry about because the defense doesn't know where they're going. The offense knows where they're going. A lot of times it leads – I mean, if it's a complete snow globe, if it's lake effect Buffalo snow, okay. Well, if that's a 6-3 game waiting to happen, then we back off. But just your random rainstorm in Carolina or your random – oh, it might dusting. Like we already had a Denver game that people were freaking out on Twitter and bothering me about like 2 months ago, 6 weeks ago, where it was snowing a little bit and there was snow in the stadium and people were like losing their minds. I just think it's one more thing for people to talk about, and I don't think it consistently. I mean, there's studies that say it does not consistently affect scoring.
I want to ask you about a couple of wide receivers that are kind of moving up my board, and I'm guessing up yours as well. And one of them is Tyler Boyd, who obviously, with no A.J. Green, we expect an uptick in touches for him. But how good do you think he actually is when you watch the film?
I think he's a certain kind of good. Surprising to me, actually, because I didn't really even think he was that kind of good coming this year. But he's not A.J. Green kind of receiver.
Right.
He's a slower player who's smaller, who's you know, benefited from safeties never being over the top. He's essentially been one-on-one almost, unless he's running against zone, he's one-on-one against man. And it's a tougher road. Like, what do the Saints do with him this week? Do they, you know, Boyd is going to probably run on the slot still, and they'll have John Ross run on the outside. But, like, do the Saints go, we're not that worried about John Ross, let's put Marshawn Lattimore in the slot. Like, uh-oh. I think Tyler Boyd could be in trouble. Because I don't think he gets open against Marshawn Lattimore. He's real good at getting open against slot corners who aren't that great. And he's not going to be the lid lifter. He's not going to make the deep play down the field outside, you know, inside the game script of the offense. So I agree with you. I mean, he's a start. He's a wide receiver, too, for me. If we're going to get let down, it's going to be because he really isn't going to run the A.J. Green routes. But certainly, you'd say just through sheer, like, he's a pretty good player, and their game script would seem to say they're going to have to throw to keep up with New Orleans. You'd probably want to start him.
What do you think about Christian Kirk's new role in the in Arizona's new offense since they've got the Byron Leftwich there as a coordinator now?
Yeah, I'm not sold. It's new. I think he's a pretty good player. I think long-term, he's a slot receiver, and he's probably run about one-third out of the slot so far. And Larry Fitzgerald runs about two-thirds out of the slot. And, of course, you know, Fitz is not going to run outside that much anymore. He's not going to get a lot of outside targets. I think Kirk's a pretty good player. I am very much not convinced after one game that all that much changed with Arizona's offense. The way they used David Johnson was the same. I thought the way they used Larry Fitzgerald was the same. The way they used Christian Kirk was the same. So they just happened to be playing. I mean, and it was really all the fourth quarter. They were getting killed in that game against the 49ers. And then 49ers made a couple of mistakes, and it all sort of avalanched on them, and suddenly all their numbers looked pretty good. But suffice to say, I mean, they're going to Kansas City, so I guess you say, well, they'd better throw. But with that quarterback, with how he's played, that could just mean more pick sixes. That's a big line, and I am highly skeptical of Arizona's offense.
The change in Philadelphia, bringing in Golden Tate, and Nelson Agholor is a guy who gets, for the most part, he's a slot receiver. Golden Tate's going to come in and be the slot receiver. Who do you think is sort of the one who gets the downgrade there? Because two guys who like to run their routes out of the slot, they're not going to both do it, obviously. So who's your pick is the most upside guy for the rest of the season?
Oh, Golden Tate by 1,000%. I mean, Aguilar's fine. Golden Tate's a really good player. So I absolutely think Tate gets precedence here. I mean, again, we still have the question of, like I said with Dez, you've got a new system to adapt to very quickly. Do you get on the same page right away? I sort of trust that Tate is the kind of player who would, and Carson Wentz is a pretty heady guy too. Not that Drew Brees isn't pretty heady in that other comparison too. You know, so Nelson Agholor's part of why they go get Golden Tate is because Nelson Agholor's been bad. So they've certainly given him the slot like they did last year, and last year it worked. And maybe part of that was no Alshon for swaths of the season. But I am 100% sold right now, sight unseen, that it's Tate over Aguilar. I don't even think Aguilar is rosterable right now. But how good can Tate be? That's a question. And, you know, in Seattle days, Golden Tate ran on the outside a significant amount. I don't think it's impossible that you get some route combinations where Golden Tate's on the outside and goes deep and, you know, I think that's within his skill set, whereas I'm positive with Nelson Agholor it's not. It's the reason he was a bust for the first 2 years in the league, because they threw it to the outside and he stunk. He couldn't get open.
Let me ask you one more before we let you go. I don't know how many Redskins you would be using anyway, but with this offensive line mess that they have right now, does that concern you about some of their players?
It definitely does, but it's like the completely movable force going up against the completely resistible object, because it's Tampa's defense. So it's like, I want to use Adrian Peterson so bad. I think I have to against that defense. It's terrible, but you're right. I mean, if it's like, you know, the Penn State offensive line, it's probably improvement on what they're gonna throw out there for Washington. You know, you'd love to say, I want to use Alex Smith and the receiver of the day, which could be Maurice Harris or Josh Dotson, or it just feels like such a bad.
Nobody wants to use Josh Dotson.
So unpredictable. that I'm probably, you know, I probably would stay away. But Peterson, I want to use.
Devin Funch is tonight. Interested or not interested? Because he's been kind of a roller coaster ride, hasn't he?
Yeah, maybe mostly down. I have him at wide receiver 29, I think, and I have DJ Moore at wide receiver 40. Unfortunately, it was Curtis Samuel who made the plays last week, but Curtis Samuel played like 16 snaps.
Right.
So he's a little bit more of a specialty player. I have some interest as a wide receiver 3, but as you guys know, there are about 50 wide receiver 3s, so yeah, it's hard to pick.
All right, that's Chris Harris. You can check him out at harrisfootball.com, and you heard earlier all the great things that he does there. Chris, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again next week, man.
Thanks for having me on.
All righty. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to have a gym of the day. And after that, we're going to have Brad Powers.
Yeah.
Get your college gambling on. We are at Bombshells in Spring. Come on out. Nice crowd. Some really good food up here. It's a really big place.
It's huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, huge.
It's almost a half marathon to get to the restroom from where we are. But come on out. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you, because I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Bombshells in Spring. Come on out if you're just getting in your car and you're on your way and you're out in this area. We're here till 7, which is one more hour and 8 more minutes. All right, let us do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I apologize. I don't remember who tweeted this to me earlier. He tweeted me two of them, and I chose this one. It was pretty good, so I apologize. I don't remember who did it because I'm an old. Yeah. A black college student who pretended to be a Trump supporter, shunned by her family for her beliefs, says she wound up collecting $150,000 before being exposed to someone who was making it up.
Okay, hold on. Say that again.
Okay, so she got on Twitter, started a GoFundMe,
okay,
pretending to be a Trump supporter who was shunned by her family because, you know, she's a black woman.
Okay.
And who supports Trump. And so she managed to raise $150,000 from Trump supporters. And turns out the whole thing was, she was lying. Not a Trump supporter.
She got to give the money back?
Basically, here's what she did. She said her tweet was shared over 1,000 times. The GoFundMe exploded. And basically, reported neighborhood of $150,000 from people who thought they were paying someone who was a MAGA person. She put a picture of herself with a MAGA hat. And she said, took a couple pictures. Then she said she burned it and threw it away. But she put on Twitter and said the Republican Party needs black faces. So they throw money at any black person that says they support Trump so that people stop thinking of them as a racist party. But it's never going to happen. They also fail to realize they don't have to outwardly hate black people to be racist because they still create policies and laws that keep black people poor and unsupported. So once they found her out, somebody says, the Trumpies saw my old tweets about Obama and realized maybe I might have been lying.
Damn. You got to clean up your history, girl.
She did take a lot of it before.
That's a $150,000 mistake.
Yeah.
So she didn't keep the money?
No, she did keep the money.
Oh, well.
I think.
Got
it doesn't really say. I assume she does. I mean, they gave her that money.
That's a hell of a racket she ran there. Good for her, I guess.
Yeah. But, you know, I think... yeah, as far as I know, she's keeping the money. But she also, there's some really,
I'm just thinking about the whole thing, like somebody thinking, oh, this poor girl.
Well, and then when she finally said, okay, this is not,
this is not real.
Yeah, she basically came out and said, Trump is a racist, homophobic, transphobic bigot, and in all caps, and you think my black ass would support that rotting carrot. Ridiculous. Any black person can put on that ugly ass hat and say hashtag MAGA, and y'all will instantly be up there, you know what, because you want to prove so hard you're not racist. The first response to her, when are you moving back to that bleep hole of choice in Africa, loser? You are the racist and hater.
No. Yeah.
It's like, oh, boy, did you not just...
See? She came right out.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, man. Here's Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Mr. Gray said she had it all refunded, so...
She did have it all refunded.
Yeah, this story didn't say that, but I'm sure in other versions, it's probably the.
I would have kept to Africa.
Oh God!
All right, guys, I got to tell you about the Y Factor presented by Man Centers. If you are maybe sluggish at work, sluggish in the gym, sluggish in the bedroom, you may have low testosterone, and that ain't good. But they can take care of it at the Man Centers, and. They'll check you out for free. They do a free general male wellness checkup. I went in and got checked out. Luckily, I'm loaded with testosterone. It's pouring out of my skin, but not everyone is, and there's no shame in it. and they want to help you get back to normal. Man Centers focuses on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. Those synthetic injections, they can damage your fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and even shrinkage. And Lord knows I can't afford shrinkage. Guys, they've got three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. Go check out that location in Webster. Get that free general mail wellness checkup. And then if you need something done, it's the end of the year. You've already met your health insurance deductible. Take advantage of it. Get down to Man Centers. Call them today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book online. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today